Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2012 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out and share it with you. And I pray for the nations and the people indicated for the following week. Today we're in Pakistan. An accusation of blasphemy against a young girl in Islamabad led to a Muslim riot and hundreds of Christians streaming out of their working-class neighborhood. A Muslim shopkeeper, who allegedly had a score to settle with Rimshah Masih's sister, accused the 14-year-old of burning pages containing Quranic verses. The accusation incited a mob to enter the mainly Christian neighborhood where Rimshah lives and riot while calling for the death of unbelievers. Fearing violence against them, about 150 families fled the neighborhood. Rimshah, who is mentally disabled, and her sister were severely beaten. She's now being held on suspicion of desecrating the Muslim holy book. So far, it appears that courts will treat her favorably because of her disability and because of widespread international support. Pray for her family, who have gone into hiding. Pray also that the case highlights the maltreatment of low-caste Christians in Pakistan. In Indonesia, two evangelists accused of forcing a housewife to be baptized near Banda Aceh were released for lack of evidence. Roy and Ribur were released July 30 after spending 2 months in police holding cells. The two invited a Muslim woman to attend their Bible study group and were meeting with her to explain their faith. When the woman realized they were Christians, she left the home and reported them to her village head. A group of neighbors beat Roy and Ribur and dragged them to police. The village head submitted their backpacks containing a list of new believers, Christian books, and a water bottle as evidence of wrongdoing. He alleged the water bottle was used for conducting baptisms. After 2 months, a court dismissed the case against Roy and Ribur, and they were evacuated out of the city. Though the court dismissed the case, it left open the possibility for police to provide more evidence. In Iran, two major earthquakes that rocked Iran on Saturday, August 11, killed at least 300 and left widespread destruction. About 3,000 were injured and 16,000 rendered homeless when the massive tremors centered around the city of Tabriz in the northwest of the country. President Ahmadinejad ordered reconstruction to begin immediately, and several Christians in Iran reported they were assisting the injured and displaced. Iranian officials first rejected international assistance before being overwhelmed with the needs. Pray for families who have lost loved ones and for the recovery of the homes, schools, and businesses in the affected area. In Central Asia, please pray for Muslim background believers in a safe house in Central Asia. These believers were expelled from their families and threatened with death. Children in this country are especially subject to extreme persecution. They're ridiculed and threatened at school during anti-Christian propaganda events organized by local authorities. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. Lord willing, we'll return next week at about this time so we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area representative for Voice of the Martyrs, this is not an official VOM presentation. If you live in the northern Illinois area, would like me to come and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry, I'd be glad to do that. You can email me at diakonos3, D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S, the number 3, at gmail.com. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.